It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Well, good afternoon and welcome inside Bearcat Arena. We have a MIAA doubleheader on the way from Northwest Missouri State University as the Bearcats host the Lindenwood Lions. The women's game coming up at 1:30 as the Bearcats look for their third straight win. And on the other side at 3:30, the men's basketball team, the sixth-ranked team in the nation, looks to pick up its 18th win of the season. Alongside Dr. John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton, our studio engineer for today's ballgame, Cosmo Kramer Sanso. John, this should be a fun one as we see Lindenwood come in 11-11 overall, 3-10 in the MIAA, matching up with a 3-17 Northwest team that is 2-10 in the MIAA. This one, a battle for that final spot in the MIAA tournament, which is coming up in less than 1 month, and the Bearcats can really do a lot to help out their cause with a W today.
That they certainly can, and I'm really surprised that Lindenwood's had the trouble they've had in the MIAA portion of their schedule. As you mentioned, they come in 11-11 overall. They've got a lot of talent on this team. You look inside, probably one of the top post players in the MIAA, if not the nation right now, in just her sophomore year, Callie Bildner, and she's put together a fine season. They have another player inside that's doing well with Gabby Walker, but again, they've got some talent on this team. They just quite haven't got it put together during the MIAA portion of their season, so an important game coming up. Again, both of these teams battling to get into that conference tournament, and you really have to like the way the Northwest women have been playing here in the last couple of games, holding on to one down the stretch, which has been a problem for them earlier in the year after playing maybe the first three quarters. Well, they've struggled in the fourth quarter, but it seems like they're getting a little more confidence and making some plays they need to make in that fourth quarter to pick up a couple wins, and hopefully that'll carry you over this afternoon, like I said, against a very good Lindenwood team.
It was a little bit ugly against Lincoln on Thursday, but you find a way to win, and that is all that matters. And one thing that's been big for the Bearcats last Saturday as well as on Thursday, you've seen the post play come around a little bit. Tanya Meyer in that win over Lincoln, 27 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals. She also played 37 minutes, and we've seen some games to get in a foul trouble. She was on the floor for most of that one. Also, Keilani Mayava really coming around, playing well. Made her 11th start of the season on Thursday night. Only 3 points, but picks up 9 rebounds, Northwest High, 4 blocks in 24 minutes of action. So she's really pulling her weight. And so in a game like this, when you mention Bildner and Walker, I mean, that's a really tough 1-2 punch for Lindenwood. If you can get Mayava to continue to play that defense that we've seen out of her these past few ball games, and Tanya scoring inside and out, the Bearcats can put up a fight and find a way to pull this one out.
Yeah, I think tonight, or this afternoon, they're going to really be tested inside. And the thing I like about what we've seen out of Tanya the last couple of games in particular is just her determination on the boards more than the points. The points have been there all season long, really, for the most part. But seeing her really fight inside and get some tough rebounds, second or third chances on the offensive side, fighting for offensive boards. And that's the thing that's really paid off the last couple of games. And hopefully she can continue that this afternoon as well. When she plays well inside, that just opens up so much on the outside. Northwest has some very good perimeter players that can hit some threes, and even though Tanya knocks down threes, she's more valuable on the inside, and maybe let some of the other players be responsible for some of those three-point shots this afternoon will be important.
Northwest Missouri State taking on Lindenwood, a 1:30 tip-off. We'll take a break. Be back with more pregame here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
This afternoon, Northwest Missouri State taking on the Lindenwood Lions here from Bearcat Arena. Reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Well, John, we kind of spoke about the Lindenwood post presence, how good they've been all year long with Callie Bildner averaging a double-double, nearly 19 points, 12 rebounds per ballgame. Also, Gabby Walker coming off the bench. Both of those two players, sophomores for this Lions ball club. Talking to Coach Shield before the ballgame, kind of alluded to it a little bit, but if they can get post touches from Meyer, Mayava, and Maria Dentlinger, hopefully that'll open up some stuff around the perimeter and find some of those guards for some open three-point looks.
Yeah, and I think that can happen. Again, it's going to be very important to get the ball inside and then maybe an inside-out, kicking it back out on the perimeter and get something going there. And I think a big key tonight, this afternoon, is going to be just rebounding. The defensive boards will be important, but I think just as important will be getting some offensive rebounds against this Lindenwood team and maybe getting a few second chance points. That's been an area that Northwest struggled early this season, but seeing them improve on here in the last couple weeks, and if they continue to make that type of improvement too, that'll be very key here today.
Yeah, anything you can do to be physical inside, pull down some rebounds, that has been something Northwest has struggled with this year on average throughout the season, getting out rebounded 39-34 each game. So something they got to work on, and maybe you don't expect to win the rebounding battle, but you got to keep it close and limit the Lindenwood chances out there as well. Struggled a little bit. We saw them play better, taking care of the basketball against Missouri Western. Kind of went the other way against Lincoln, who put a little more pressure on, ended up giving the Bearcats a full court press. Throughout much of that ball game, the Bearcats ended up with 19 turnovers. If you do that today, it's going to be awful tough to knock off Lindenwood.
And in that matchup with Lincoln, Lincoln really ratcheted it up by the full-court pressure late in the ball game, and Northwest struggled with that. The fortunate thing for Northwest in that game is Lincoln just missed some opportunities after getting some turnovers and missing some shots that they, if they would have hit, would have made a little bit of a difference for them late in the game. So, again, that's something Northwest will have to concentrate on, making every possession count. And I think at some point you can count on the fact they'll get a little bit of pressure, whether it's full court or maybe that half-court trap that we saw Lincoln have a little bit of success with as well. And it's just a matter if Northwest can handle that. And really, the important thing to me is even once the ball gets to mid-court, you see Northwest kind of still in rush mode getting it across the timeline, and that's where a lot of their turnovers have come. So once they get the ball past mid-court out of that full-court pressure, if they can just set up, maybe take a deep sigh of breath and just run their offense at that point, that would be a key as well, and avoid those type of turnovers.
Northwest Missouri State, 3-17, 2-10 in the MIAA against Lindenwood, 11-11, and 3-10 in conference play. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from the coach of Northwest, Buck Shield, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. more at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, Northwest Missouri State basketball taking on Lindenwood this afternoon. Bearcats won back-to-back games, looking to make it three straight. Now talking with head coach Buck Scheel. And, Coach, after getting a pair of wins, just the mentality of the girls heading into another big one against Lindenwood today.
Yeah, you know, we're just looking to extend on what we've been doing, hopefully continue to be a little bit more consistent. Today, definitely defensively, we're going to have to be a lot stronger than we were this past Thursday with Lincoln, with just the threats that Lindenwood has. They're very, very solid, very physical inside, but they've also got some girls that can shoot it really well and are also real aggressive getting to the rim. So, you know, defensively, we're going to have to make sure that everybody's locked in and on the same page.
You know, not always the cleanest ball game the other night, but you find a way to pull it out. Is that a vote of confidence of we keep getting better each and every game, all the chance every night?
Yeah, it should be. You know, we definitely have to, just continue to build off of consistency and want to extend those leads and not resort to, bad decisions when things are going well. You know, I think at times once we start to develop a lead, it seems like we can start to get a little bit careless. And so we have to make sure that we stay dialed into to what's working and what our game plan is and just continue to carry that out.
Well, tonight taking on Lindenwood, they came up with a win over Missouri Western on Thursday night. A couple double-doubles from Gabby Walker and Callia Bildner both. And a team with a lot of size and pretty tough squad out there.
Yeah, they're a very very physical group. I think they are either first or second in the conference in offensive rebounding, which is an area that we've struggled with at times as far as keeping people off the boards. And you know, I reminded our girls of that yesterday, and you know, just to reiterate how important that area is, especially with their two bigs, with number 20. That's how she gets a lot of her production, is just the garbage points, rebounds, putbacks, just doing all the little things. Where Bildner is more of a inside outside threat, and just an overall pretty tough, talented player. She was freshman of the year last year as a sophomore, or as a freshman, and then having a real good year this year as a sophomore. And so we've got to make sure that we're dialed in on her and try not to let her get going past her average. But then we've also got to limit some other players if we want to put ourselves in a position to win this game.
You know, prior to that game on Thursday, they had lost around seven in a row, struggled a little bit, and were giving up quite a few points. Do you see some openings for your shooters? You know, maybe not necessarily going in amongst the trees, but finding some open shots today?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to going to be really important for our perimeter players to make sure that they're always making themselves available when the ball does go inside. That way we can get some good inside-outside touches, just because with the presence our post players have had lately, teams are, you know, they're gonna dig in and really try to focus in on that. And so we've just got to make sure that, you know, we just don't settle with that being our only option once that ball gets in there, and continue to work out on the perimeter and find those openings.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach. Bearcats taking on the Lindenwood Lions. We'll take a break and be back with your starters here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Housing Company.
Well, back out at Bearcat Arena, just a couple minutes away from the national anthem. Starting lineups on the floor, as well as the opening tip. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineups here for today's ballgame on the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Bearcats, in their backcourt, a 5-foot, 5-inch freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, Jalen Haggard. Haggard coming off a ballgame, 11 points and 5 assists against Lincoln in that W on Thursday afternoon. Also for the Bearcats, a 5-foot, 9-inch freshman from Guilford, Missouri, Mallory McConkey. McConkey averaging 5 points and 3.5 rebounds per ballgame. Held scoreless, didn't even get a field goal attempt in that basketball game on Thursday after getting a little bit of foul trouble, only able to play 8 minutes. So looking for the South Nottoway alum to bounce back this afternoon. Also for Northwest, a 5-foot, 7-inch junior from St. Joseph, Missouri, Mallory McAndrews in the starting lineup, averaging 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists per ball game. And a 5'10" senior from Sioux City, Iowa, Tanya Meyer, coming off a double-double, 27 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals against Lincoln. And rounding out the starting five, a 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California, Kehlani Mayava. Mayava, 6 points and 5 rebounds per game for the Bearcats. Northwest, led by head coach Buck Scheel. On the other side for Lindenwood, a 5'8" junior from Orlando, Florida, Sharice Williams, averaging 7 points, 2 rebounds per game. Also a 5'10" freshman from St. James, Missouri, Kinsey Giese, averaging 3 points per contest. A 5'10" junior from Naperville, Illinois, a transfer from IUPUI, Sarah Ross. Also a 6'3" sophomore from Waynesville, Missouri, the defending MIAA freshman of the year, Callie Bildner, averaging 19 points, 12 rebounds per game. And a 5'8" sophomore from Crocker, Missouri, Lindsey Medlin. Lindenwood, led by head coach Tony Francis, picked up his 100th career win on Thursday over Missouri Western. The Bearcats and Lions getting set to meet here on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. We'll take a timeout, be back with the opening tip right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or maryvillemorealestate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Hey, just about set to get this one rolling here from Bearcat Arena as Northwest is hosting Lindenwood. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The fans still filing in. A good crowd already on hand for this women's basketball game from Bearcat Arena. Northwest a chance to win their third consecutive game and get a little bit closer to that MIAA tournament. This will be a big one. Lindenwood, 11-11 overall, 3-10 in the MIAA. But they're a team with the athletes they have and the way they play most of the time. They're better than that 3-10 conference record.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think the way this team matches up with Northwest, they could give the Bearcats a little bit of trouble this afternoon, as we talked about in the pregame. The big key is how Northwest handles the inside presence for in Lindenwood. And it's we're going to need big nights from a number of players inside. Tanya Meyer, Mayava needs to continue to play well. And Dittlinger has been giving Northwest some very good minutes coming off the bench. And I think Coach Shields done a good job the last few games rotating those three around where they're all fresh and doing a lot of good things in the fourth quarter. And again, lots can be asked of them this afternoon.
Starting lineups, just wrapping up for each team. Northwest coming out in their home white uniforms, jerseys and shorts, numerals and lettering in green, outlined in silver. And on the other side for Lindenwood, the road black jerseys, black shorts with gold numbers and lettering outlined in white. Just about set for basketball. Also going on around the MIAA today, especially on the women's side right now. Northeastern State and Central Missouri meeting up. Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State in a rivalry matchup there in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Lincoln is down in Missouri Western as the Griffins trying to stamp their current skid. Fort Hays State hosting Washburn, and Southwest Baptist is hosting Central Oklahoma. And, John, after we get through this one, only two more home games to see the Bearcats in the regular season.
That's hard to believe. This season has just flown by, and I think it's important to get a lot of fans out here and watch both of these teams. But when you think about it on the men's side, it's been a special group that's gone through this program the last several years. Justin Pitts, of course, leading the way there. And, again, folks just need to get out and really appreciate what they've got in that to here in the next couple weeks to watch the really gear up for what hopes to be another exciting postseason.
Bildner versus Mayava for the opening tip. Mayava wins it. Bearcats with it, going left to right in this first quarter against the Lindenwood Lions. And a pass picked off. McConkey's pass taken away by Sharice Williams. Breakaway layup is good. Not a good way for Northwest to start off, as she was spying that one, able to pick that pass off and hit it for Jalen Haggard and take it back the other way. Cats down 2-0, 30 seconds in. Haggard driving right side, floater over Builder, no good. Nearly offensive board for Meyer. Bounces over to Mayava. Haggard left open for three. She thought about it. Now instead picks up her dribble. Fires a pass inside for Tanya Meyer. Knocked out of bounds off of Lindsay Medlin, a 5'8" sophomore for Lindenwood. So after turning it over their first time around, the Bearcats able to get an offensive board and keep this possession alive. McAnders with it. Right wing looking inside for Meyer. Picks up her dribble on the right wing. Now near midcourt for Jalen Haggard. Haggard right wing for Tanya. She wants a three-pointer. Meyer off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Bildner. As Callie Bildner, 6'3" sophomore from Waynesville, Missouri, averages 12 rebounds per game. She takes a three-pointer top of the key on the other end. It's no good, and the rebound comes down for Tanya Meyer. Meyer off to Haggard, and the Bearcats start to set up their offense. Right wing for McConkey. Trying to drive baseline, picks up her dribble on the block, pass across the lane for Mayava. Nice look and a nice lay-in by Kehlani Mayava, and the Bearcats tied up at 2 apiece. Quickly the way, Sarah Ross for Lindenwood into the right block, shot no good. Rebound for Giese, she goes up with it, fouled. Shot is off the mark, so a pair of free throws coming for Kinsey Giese. And Lindenwood not wasting any time getting back on the other end, trying to push Northwest and not allow them to set up their defense.
And that's something Leonard Woods good is transition. And we saw a pretty good team in Lincoln on that Thursday with transition offense. And I think Leonard Wood a little bit better.
Giese knocks down the first free throw. She's a 50% free throw shooter on the year. Although after that one going up just a bit at 11 for 21 on the season. Lines up 3-2 with the second free throw on the way. That one is short and the rebound comes down to McConkey. She'll outlet off left side for Jalen Haggard, and Jalen will walk it up across midcourt, guarded by Sharice Williams of Lindenwood. 3-2 Lindenwood lead early on. Northwest looking for their third straight win. Haggard dribbles left, now right wing for Mayava, top of the key. Meyer thinks about a three-pointer, now dribbles into the paint, goes up, off-balance runner, no good, off the glass, and the rebound comes down to Williams of Lindenwood. Runs it up the right sideline. Now they give it off Bildner at top of the key. Left side for Sarah Ross, a junior from Naperville, Illinois. Back up top for Sharice Williams. Guarded by McAndrews. Looks inside. Now goes right for Medlin. 13 on the shot clock. Lindenwood taking their time this time down the floor. As Williams now dribbling right wing. Gets a screen. Trying to drive on. McAndrews picks her dribble up just inside the free throw line. And knocks down the jump shot. 4 points now for Sharice Williams. A 5-2 lead for Lindenwood. Haggard up the floor for Northwest. Gives it off to Tanya Meyer. Meyer floats a pass inside for Kehlani Mayava. Just a little bit too much on that one. And it goes out of bounds for the Bearcats. Second turnover of the ball game.
Right idea that time. Just execution-wise, just a little bit out of Mayava's reach.
Into the ball game for Northwest. Maria Dittlinger for Kehlani Mayava. And checking in for Lindenwood is their 6-foot sophomore, Gabby Walker, had 21 points, 14 rebounds against Missouri Western on Thursday. It is Ross driving through the lane, gets past McConkey. Layup too strong, though. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Haggard quickly down the floor for Northwest. Looks at McConkey cutting backdoor. Instead goes left wing. A deep three-pointer on the way from McAndrews. He just gets that one to go through. stuck it over the front of the rim, and it went down. The Bearcats tie this one up at five apiece. Medlin with it for Linwood. Now goes left wing for Williams. Guarded by McAnders. Gets a screen from Walker. Drives in, trying to shovel pass inside for Bildner. That one goes out of bounds, and a turnover on Linwood. Good defense there for the Cats as Meyer was right there with Bildner. Didn't give too much of an opening, and that one scooted out of bounds as we see Kylie Coleman getting her first minutes as she checks in for McConkey.
Coleman's really giving Northwest a lift coming off the bench for the most part all season long, but I think here again in the last 3 weeks or so, really picking up play as well and making a name for herself out there.
Pull-up three-pointer, Haggard no good. Bildner pulls down the rebound and gives it off for Medlin, who will push it the other way for Linwood. Lions going right to left in this first quarter, all the way in right. Block shot blocked out of bounds by Maria Dentlinger. Medlin tried to get that around the six-foot junior from Arcadia, Iowa. And Dentlinger picks up her fifth block of the season. It will be Lindsay Medlin inbounding baseline right. Gets it in for Kylie Ferguson of Lindenwood. Out between the circles now for Ross. They go right back to Medlin, top of the key. Guarded by Haggard, 10 on the shot clock for Lindenwood. Has a screen from Rocker to her right. She goes left now into the corner for Ferguson. Drives baseline, 5 on the shot clock. Bounce pass off to Walker. Jump shot is good over Dentlinger. Walker shooting 57% from the field on the season. Most of those coming in the paint, but that time, nice little jumper goes down. Left wing for Northwest is Dentlinger into the corner for McAndrews. Little head and shoulder fake. Now dribbles up toward the top of the key, guarded by Medlin. Into the right corner for Dentlinger. Back around now between the circles for Haggard with 8 on the shot clock. Left wing, Kylie Coleman driving into the paint on Ross. Takes some contact, loses control of the ball, and Gabby Walker comes up with it. Out to Medlin, now ahead to Sarah Ross. And Ross, just as she was looking inside for Bildner, took one too many steps and traveled with that basketball.
Just tried to go with a little touch pass to go inside, but unfortunately held onto the ball just a little bit too long as she moved her feet and gets called with that travel.
5:21 to play in the first quarter. Northwest trailing 7-5. Bearcats 2 of 6 from the field. They've turned it over 3 times already in this one. Haggard gets a screen to her left from Meyer. Dribbles in. Fakes the pass. Goes to lay this one up and goes off the side of the backboard. Just got a little too deep as she went in for that one. Then it goes out of bounds and gives it back to Linwood. Now a couple more subs coming in for the Lions. As Jay Jerome comes in. As well as Leximo. Leximo comes from Darden Prairie, Missouri, transferred from Central Methodist University, and she is a little sister of Mizzou wide receiver, former Mizzou wide receiver, T.J. Moe. So a little bit of athleticism there in the family.
Just a little bit.
Moe goes left wing for Ferguson, back up top for Jerome, pulls up, 15-foot jumper too strong, and the rebound comes down to Walker. The sophomore goes back up, she gets fouled, and will go to the free throw line for a pair. As we'll see, Mele Tupuata check in now for Northwest Missouri State before she can get her first action. Though, we have a timeout on the floor. 4:51 to play in the first quarter. It's a 7-5 Lindenwood lead. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Gabby Walker, 57% free throw shooter, knocks down her first. Second one is on the way. It is good as well. As it's a 9-5 lead for Lindenwood, and out of that timeout, they'll pick up some full-court pressure on Northwest, mainly denying Jalen Haggard. Jaronis following her around. The rest of the players kind of dropping back into a zone as the Bearcats break the pressure. Near midcourt is Meyer. Gives it off for Haggard. Jaron all over Jalen Haggard. Right wing now. It is McAndrews. Fires inside for Tani Meyer. Kick out for Coleman. Gets a screen to her left from Tani. Picks it up at the elbow. Kick out for Meyer. Drives baseline. 7 on the shot clock. And is blocked away. This one coming up is Lexi Moe getting the block. And Jaron crosses midcourt. A 9-5 lead for Lindenwood. Ross right wing. Up top Walker. They swing it around now for Ferguson. Picks her dribble up at the free throw line. Offensive foul coming up on Lindenwood as Mallory McAndrews. You're going to get her, Gabby Walker with the moving screen as McAndrews hit the deck. That is the first personal on Walker and the first team foul on Lindenwood. More full court pressure from the Lions. It comes into McAndrews, right back to Maya. Now in front of the Northwest bench, it goes to Kylie Coleman. She'll cross midcourt, go to hand it off for Haggard, nearly stolen away by Jaron. Instead, they're going to get her for a foul. And that is a fortunate foul for Northwest because it was nearly a steal as Jaron was right in the lane between that handoff from Coleman to Haggard.
Just a bit of a collision right before she was able to come up with the pass to get called for that. Had the right idea trying to go for that steal just a little bit late, and fortunately for the Bearcats, she gets called for the foul.
Haggard left open, left wing, three-pointer off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Tanya Meyer falling away, goes off the glass and knocks it down. A putback from Meyer, her first bucket of the game. It is 9-7. Lindenwood back within two, and now Callie Bildner was on the bench, quickly heads to the scorer's table to check in next dead ball. Right corner, Lexi Moe, three-pointer on the way, Lindenwood air ball, but the rebound comes down to Ferguson of Lindenwood. No rim, so the shot clock keeps going, down to nine now. Ferguson with it, right wing. Starts to dribble to the baseline, ball knocked away. It is scooped up by Giese. Giese into the lane, looks for contact, throws that one up, it goes out of bounds, and a turnover on Lindenwood.
Yeah, Giese was expecting a little contact in the lane, didn't get it, was a little bit off balance, and then just lost the handle on the ball.
Meyer inbound to Coleman, right back to Tanya Meyer as Lindenwood with some full court pressure. They start to drop back, and she'll hand it off to Haggard as the Bearcats set up their offense down by two. 3:10 to play in the first quarter. Haggard with a screen from Meyer, drives in to the right block, floater no good, rebound for Bildner, and a foul coming up on the Bearcats. And they got Tupuwata on that one, fighting for the rebound. Mele Tupuwata playing in just her 15th game of the season. Haven't seen her in the past couple contests. And next dead ball, Macy Williams into the scorer's table. She will check in for the Bearcats. Building the right wing, hands it off for Foster. Now they go left side for Cherise Williams. Into the corner for Bildner. Looks at a three-pointer. Starts to drive on Meyer. Picks it up. Now goes back to Cherise Williams on the right wing. Back to Bildner. Drives past McAndrews all the way in. Goes up. Gets fouled by Tupuwata and lays it in. So Callie Bildner, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play as this extends the lead 11-7 now for the Lions.
It's a very complete player and it had a very fine freshman year. Had to overcome a little bit of an injury midway through the season last year as a freshman. This year has been healthy all the way through and just putting together a great sophomore year.
Knocks down the free throw. As Tupuwata inbounds to McAndrews. Macy Williams now checks into the ballgame for Haggard, and she will assume the point duties for Northwest. Left side it is Kylie Coleman with it for the Bearcats. Right side, Williams looks inside to Tupuwata trying to post up on Bildner. They go left side, Coleman, around to Meyer. Meyer trying to drive in, left block, lays it up off the glass, no good. Bildner pulls down the rebound, but steps out of bounds as she does, and it turns it right back over to Northwest.
No, Meyer missed on that layup, but I like what she did. A little pivot move and used her left hand to go up with a shot. Just didn't get the roll for it to drop down, but still a great move by Tanya.
Macy Williams inbounding baseline right into Kylie Coleman. Coleman dribbles up toward top of the key. Left side now, Macy Williams. Gets a screen from Meyer. Right back to Tanya. Left open for a deep three-pointer. She's got it. Big three-pointer in this drought for the Bearcats as they are back within two. 12-10 is the Lindenwood lead. 5 points in this first quarter for Tanya Meyer. Bildner with the top of the key, guarded by Tanya. Dribbles left. She hands it off for Medlin. Medlin back up top. Giese, left side, Williams trying to fire pass in for Bildner, and that one just out of reach of the 6'3" sophomore, and that will turn it over back to Northwest.
Good job of fronting Bildner that time, making that pass a little bit tougher to make.
Three early turnovers on the Bearcats. Since the full court pressure has come on, they have not given the ball away. On the other side, Lindenwood already with 5 turnovers today. Inbound to Coleman, back to Meyer. Now Macy Williams comes and gets it, and Lindenwood drops back into their half-court defense. Left side now, Kylie Coleman. Trying to drive baseline. Goes in, off the glass, sits off the rim, but she gets called for the charge. A good job there by Sharice Williams, setting up her feet and taking that charge. But regardless, I think a good take from Kylie Williams. You want to see that kind of, Kylie Coleman, you want to see that kind of aggressiveness out of your freshman.
Yeah, one of those plays that probably could have gone either way that time, just called for the charge, but hopefully that won't keep her from being aggressive next time that opportunity arises.
Lindsay Medlin starting to drive for Lindenwood now, left side for Sharice Williams. Looking inside for Walker, now goes up top for Bildner. Bildner just inside the free throw line, tries to force a pass inside, it is stolen away by Mele Tupuad, and she gets tied up with Sharice Williams, the possession arrow pointing back to Lindenwood.
I think we may be seeing why Lindenwood has struggled a little bit in the conference season just from a turnover standpoint. We know well, watching the Bearcat women, how turnovers can really make a difference in a game with the way Northwest has struggled with that early in the season. And again, that's really one of the things that is keeping Northwest right now in this is just some of the turnovers that Lindenwood's committed.
1:10 remaining in this first quarter, 2-point Lindenwood lead. As Sarah Ross checks back in, and Megan Foster heads to the bench for the Lions. Inbounding baseline left is Medlin, floats the pass in for Ross. Kylie Coleman fronting her, kick out for Bildner, head and shoulder fake, drives in, pass across the lane. Walker able to lay it in, left wide open. Good ball movement there, and a good job by Bildner of finding her a teammate. 14-10, the Lion lead. Macy Williams, left side, picks up her dribble. Entry pass in to Tanya Meyer. Back and down, Walker goes up over the top. She gets fouled. Head to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Well, Tanya Meyer continues to attack, and the Bearcats will go to the free throw line for the first time this afternoon. Where Tanya Meyer, 82.5% free throw shooter on the season. And the first one is good. Mo back into the ballgame for Walker. 47.7 seconds remaining. The Bearcats trailing by 3. One more free throw on the way from Tanya Meyer. As the Bearcats trying to get their third straight win. And the second one is good from Tanya. She has 7 first half points. We'll head to the bench for the final 47 seconds of this first quarter. Maria Dittlinger comes in. And Medlin walks up the floor for the Lions. Dribbling to the right wing, going to hand it off for Sharice Williams. Gets bumped and fouled on the floor by Macy Williams. And that is team foul number 5, so that means 2 free throws on the way for the Lions. And that's a tough one to see there. 40 seconds away from getting out of here. Instead, you pick up that foul and give them a couple easy free throws. And the first one is good from Medlin. Her first point of the ballgame. Sophomore out of Crocker, Missouri. And the second is good as well. 16-12 is the Lions' lead. They put the full court pressure back on. Coleman gets it, hands it off to Macy Williams. Working on Sharice Williams as she crosses midcourt. 28 seconds left in this quarter. Williams picks up her dribble. Passes cross court right to Mele Tupuada. Pulls up. Jumper just inside the free throw lane. Well off the mark. And the rebound for Lindenwood. Lions can hold for one last shot. 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. And they lead by 3. As Medlin trying to cross over Williams. Kicks it back out for Bildner. Right back to Medlin. The three-pointer well short. Offensive board for Sharice Williams. 3 seconds to go. Looking for Bildner. Lays it up. And it is good. A nice look from Sharice Williams kind of tosses it up for Bildner, and she lays it in as the first quarter comes to a close. 18-12 is the Lindenwood lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood 18-12 as we get ready for the start of the second quarter. Reminder, Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, as well as Bumley Auto Sales, located at the 5-mile corner. Cats trailing by six, and as we were talking about a little bit during the break, John, the Bearcats getting doubled up in rebounds so far.
Yeah, right now being out-rebounded 12-6. I think the coaching staff knew coming in that's going to be a challenge in today's game, and they were hoping to get a little bit better job out of the boards in the first quarter. Hopefully they can get some of that turned around here in the second quarter.
Northwest basketball to start this second quarter as Jalen Haggard crosses midcourt. Gets to McAnders just above the free throw line. She'll take that jump shot. It is well short, and the rebound comes down to Medlin of Lindenwood. Medlin dribbles into the left wing, hands it off for Sharice Williams. May swing it around to Ross on the right wing. Started by Kylie Coleman, back up top for Medlin. Mayav and Meyer in charge with guarding the posts of Mo and Bildner right now. As Mo comes out to the three-point line, gets it top of the key, trying to drive on Mayav, goes up, and a shot off the glass is good from Lexi Mo. 20-12 now is the Lindenwood lead. Casper down just about a bucket before a foul, and a late bucket from Lindenwood in that first quarter. It helped extend this lead. Now it's up to eight with 9:03 remaining, and a foul on Lindenwood coming up. First team foul of the quarter on Lindenwood as Kylie Coleman will inbound right in front of the line bench. Gives it right wing for Tanya Meyer. Hands it right back off to Coleman, starting to drive baseline. Now brings it back out to the three-point line. Picks up her dribble and hands it off for Jalen Haggard. Haggard screen to her right from Mayava. Haggard screen back to her left. Pull up. Three-pointer from Haggard. Too strong off the top of the backboard. And it comes down to Ross of Lindenwood. Middle top of the key. Guarded by Meyer. Back out for Sharice Williams. Trying to drive on McGeeters. Ball tipped away by Tanya Meyer. Scooped up by Mayava. Knocked away from Mayava by Bildner. Williams able to come up with the steal for Lindenwood, and a careless backcourt turnover on the Cats, and Ross finding Bildner inside, good position on Kylie Coleman, and Callie Bildner able to pick up her seventh point of the ballgame.
Lindenwood right now outscoring Northwest 10-2 over the last 3 minutes of the game.
Coleman up top of the key, left side now McAndrews, tries to drive on Medlin, bounce pass inside Tanya Meyer. Floats a pass over for Mayava. Pulls it in. Kick out. Haggard. Three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes down to Callie Bildner. Rebound number three on the day for the sophomore as Medlin brings it down quickly. Floats the pass in for Mo. And she lays it in. And Buck Shield needs a timeout quickly for his club. 24-12 is our score with 7:46 remaining in the half. Let's go ahead. Take this timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXDV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandVillMobileRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Full court pressure from the Lions out of the timeout. Dittlinger inbounds it to McAndrews. Starts to walk up the floor, and Lindenwood drops back. 24-12 is the Lions' lead on a 10-0 run right now. Haggard out near midcourt, guarded by Jerome. The screen to her right from Mayava, trying to turn that corner. Now pulls up, three-pointer, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Ross, pushing the other way. It is 3-on-1 in favor of Lindenwood. Jay Jerome now kick out. The three from Ferguson is good. Make that a 13-0 run for the Lions.
Northwest just really needs to get some things going offensively. They've been taking some fairly decent looks on the outside, but just getting no help inside with the rebounds.
Kylie Coleman pulls up free throw line now to Dittlinger. Mid-range jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Mello. The Bearcats 4 of 19 shooting in the ballgame, 0 of 5 in this second quarter. Ferguson, cross-court pass, left side now Jerome. Short corner for Lexi Mello. Oh, a couple dribbles. Now back up top for Ferguson. Screen to her right from Bildner. Right back to Callie. She wants a three-pointer. It's good. Callie Bildner, 10 points. Her 21st three-pointer of the season. A 6-foot, 3-inch post player. You wouldn't think she's a 40% three-point shooter.
She's got both an inside-outside game that's very effective.
Bearcats looking for an answer. An air ball three-pointer from McAndrews. Saved back in bounds by Kylie Coleman. McGill left wing now for Haggard. Up top for Coleman. Looks to the three-pointer. Starts to drive. Backdoor cut. Jalen Haggard off the glass. No good. Bounces off. Bildner off Jerome. And out of bounds. So Northwest will keep the ball. As we see three subs come in for Northwest. It's Tupuwata, McConkie, and Williams for McAndrews, Mayava, and Haggard. Bearcats being out-rebounded 17-8 so far in this one. Macy Williams trying to wrap a pass in to Tupuwata. It is kicked by Jerome, so she will redo this inbound once again. 6:12 remaining in the half. Cats down by 18. Williams gets it into McConkie. Gets down to the baseline. Bounce pass up to high post for Tupuwata. Back between the circles now, Macy Williams. Starts to drive in. Goes up. A little bit of contact. Bucket plus the foul for Macy Williams.
Boy, nice drive to the basket by Macy. Saw a path through the lane, was able to take it. A little help side came over, and the foul committed on Ferguson, and she gets a chance now to make it a three-point trip down the floor.
Williams to the line. The free throw is good. She had 1 point in 5 minutes of work on Thursday. The previous Saturday, she played just 1 minute. But a player that keeps her head up, always intense out there in a three-point play to stop this drought for the Bearcats. Jerome on the other end looking for the answer. Gets fouled and heads to the free throw line. Two more on the way for the freshman from Houston.
Seeing Macy's minutes get a little bit depleted this season compared to what she had in the past, but there's nobody that's more positive on the bench than Macy's been this year. Just been a very good teammate.
Free throw from Jerome is good. Haggard back into the ballgame as Williams picks up her second personal foul and heads to the bench. 31-15 is the Lindenwood lead. 5:51 to play in the first half. Second free throw from Jerome is good. Tupuata into McConkie. Little man-to-man full-court pressure from Megan Foster as McConkie goes across midcourt. Now dribbles to her left. Screen from Dentlinger. Picks a dribble up on the baseline, up to Dentlinger. Now right side for Kylie Coleman at the three-point line. Screen from Tupuata. She takes it. Now back up top for Jalen Haggard. Haggard dribbling right wing. Eight on the shot clock. All the way into the block. Goes up. And she gets fouled on the floor by Jay Jerome. As team foul number three on Lindenwood and personal foul number two on Jerome. That'll bring Medlin back into the ballgame for the Lindenwood Lions. As Haggard set to inbound this one, baseline right. Trying to wrap a pass around to Dentlinger. It is tipped by Bildner, and it goes off of Dentlinger's leg out of bounds. Sixth turnover of the day on Northwest. Back into the ballgame for Lindenwood is Giese for Bildner.
Both teams with six turnovers. I think the biggest difference, as we talked about, is the rebounding, where Northwest being out-rebounded 17-8 at this time.
Medlin across midcourt on the right side. Starts to drive. Kicks it out for Ross in the corner. Ross dribbles up to the high post. Now back out for Medlin. Up top for Ferguson. Starting to drive on McConkie. Pulls up 5 feet out. Shot no good. Rebound is an offensive board. They swing it around. Foster wants a three-pointer for the Lions. No good. And Dentlinger pulls it in for Northwest. Cast just 5 of 22 shooting so far on this one. As Dentlinger goes left side for Haggard. Pulls up, mid-range jumper off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down for Giese of the Lions. Off to Medlin, 4:30 to play in this first half. Foster starts to drive, loses control of the ball. Tupuata picks it up, gives it off to Haggard. The Bearcats pushing the other way. Haggard taking this one all the way into the paint, off the glass, and it's good. Haggard not going to be denied that time. She lays it up, her first bucket of the ballgame, but Lindenwood beats the Bearcats back, and it is Foster getting fouled as she goes up for a layup. Northwest got the bucket from Haggard, but then it was Foster beating everybody in white back to the other end, and she gets fouled on the layup attempt.
They run the transition very well. The games that we've seen so far this year, I think the only other team that really plays transition offense any better has been Central Missouri.
Well, Mele Tupuata, three personal fouls so far in 7 minutes of work. She'll head to the bench as Connie Meyer comes in. McAndrews also in for Kylie Coleman. We've seen the Bearcats pull out a couple good wins last Saturday and on Thursday over Missouri Western and Lincoln. Struggling a little bit today against Lindenwood, who is firing on all cylinders, up 34-17. Bearcats trying to break the press. The pass ahead for McConkie, picked off by Foster. And now it is Medlin dribbling in the corner on McConkie. Drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. And the rebound comes down for Meyer. Meyer ahead to McAndrews and goes through her hands, off her foot, and it trickles out of bounds. A turnover on the Bearcats. As Bildner checks back in for Lindenwood.
That was one of those turnovers where they beat the press, but just couldn't get their offense set up once they got into the front court.
34-17, the Lions lead. Bildner with it up top. Hands it off for Williams. Over to Moe. Right side, it is Foster. Into the paint. All the way in, left-hand layup. That one partially blocked out of bounds. I think Tanya Meyer might have poked her arm in from behind and got that one out. So Lindenwood will keep possession. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And 3:31 to play in this first half. A 17-point lead for the Lions. Medlin inbounding baseline right. Close to pass in for Williams. Back out to Bildner. Into the paint. Goes up off the glass. No good. Tanya Meyer pulls down the rebound. Tanya's fifth board of the game as she gets it off to Jalen Haggard. Haggard walks with it in the backcourt.
A little bit of pressure by Williams as she took the inbound turn, and Williams was about a foot away from her, and unfortunately, as she made the move, it didn't get the dribble down in time.
Medlin inbounds into Foster, gets into the paint, goes up, off the glass, no good, rebound is loose, McConkey fighting for it, getting on the ground against Medlin. Hands it off for Tanya Meyer. Now Meyer will bring the ball up for Northwest. This one getting a little bit sloppy here these last couple minutes as Haggard back near midcourt with it. To Meyer, she'll step back, take a three-pointer, top of the key, and knocks it down. Tanya crosses into double-digit scoring on the day as the Bearcats are back within 14. Builder up top, hands it off for Williams. Williams trying to turn that corner, driving left, now back up top for Medlin. Medlin to the free throw line, picks up her dribble, takes a big step, leans in, and floats that shot through. Medlin with 4 points, it's a 36-20 lead for Lindenwood. As Haggard brings it up on that far sideline, guarded by Sharice Williams. Gets a screen to her right from Tanya Meyer. Right side, McAndrews thinks about a three-pointer, drives in, stops, floater, no good. And the rebound comes down to Callie Bildner. And Medlin crossing the timeline for the Lions. Gets all the way into the baseline, off to Moe on the left block. Kick out, Foster wants a three-pointer, she's got it. Foster knocks down the triple. And it's a 39-20 lead for the Lions. Minute 43 to play in this first half.
And a tough second quarter for Northwest, being outscored 21-8.
Haggard dribbles into the right corner, trying to fire pass inside for Tony Meyer. Kicks out of bounds by Sharice Williams. Hey, well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Coleman for the Bearcats with it. Top of the key. Starts to drive in right. Picks it up. High post to Dittlinger. Right back to Coleman. Five on the shot clock. Pulls up. 15-foot jumper is good from Charlie Coleman. Her first bucket of the day. And the Bearcats are trailing 39-22 with 1:10 left to go in this first half. Medlin driving on Haggard. Gets to the left block. Puts up the shot. Gets bumped and fouled, so a pair of free throws on the way for Lindsay Medlin. Well, Medlin so far on the day, 4 points, an 81% free throw shooter, already 2-of-2 from the charity stripe. And the first one this trip is good. Macy Williams back into the ballgame. Checking in for Maria Dentlinger. Williams a little playing time earlier. Had an old-fashioned three-point play, but then went to the bench with two fouls. She comes back in here as Medlin sinks them both.
In for Lindenwood, four,
and after knocking those down, Medlin to the bench. Jerome into the ballgame. 41-22, the Lindenwood lead.
Northwest right now with a little bit of a smaller lineup with some ball handlers out there to try to attack this full-court pressure.
Meyer into Coleman. She'll walk it across midcourt, but she'll told us before the game this is a lot of firepower in this Lindenwood team. A chance to average 18 to 20 points per quarter right now. They are looking like that. 18 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second. As Tanya Meyer in the post, off balance shot, no good. Bildner with the rebound, and she gets fouled. And they're going to get that one on Macy. She picks up her third foul, and Nick Andrews comes back into the ballgame for the Bearcats. Not a bad half for Callie Bildner either, 10 points and 5 rebounds.
What really kind of makes the way this game's gotten a little scarier when you look at their totals for the third quarter. Lindenwood, one of the best third quarter teams in the MIAA statistically, so they're a team that comes out of the shoot in the second half very hot, and that could be a problem for Northwest.
Ross into the corner for Callie Bildner. Drives baseline on Meyer. Turnaround jumper and rattles that one home. Her 12th point of the day. It's a 43-22 lead for the Lions. 24 seconds remaining in this first half. With the shot clock off, the Bearcats looking for one more bucket. Coleman right wing up top for McAndrews. Guarded by Ross. Right wing for Tanya Meyer. Gives it off to Jalen Haggard. Haggard up top for Kylie Coleman. 8 on the shot clock to the high post. Back to the three-point line for McConkey. Drives in. to McAnders. Left open for three. Well, short. Rebound skips around, picked up by Ferguson. And this first half comes to a close. 43-22 is our score in favor of the Lindenwood Lions. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. And we'll be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Oh, rough first half for Northwest, trailing Lindenwood 43-22. A reminder, Bearcat Basketball is brought to you by Miller Financial and Insurance and located at 309 East Summit with brothers Steve and Dan Miller. And Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. The Bearcats didn't shoot the ball too well. 9 turnovers in the first half and out-rebounded by 10. It just kind of felt like what could go wrong did go wrong there in that first half.
And not only half, we can break it down even further, just second quarter. They were down 18-12 at halftime, really, in the ballgame at that particular time. But just a very rough second quarter, getting beat on the boards, and started to see Lindenwood shoot a better percentage. And they got several points off the transition, off of rebounds on the Northwest offensive side of the floor, and then getting the ball down quickly and getting some buckets that way. So just a tough quarter for Northwest, and a chance now for Northwest to regroup at halftime. But I mentioned before the break, this has been a Lindenwood team that's been very strong third quarter team, so it's going to be a tough task coming up for the Northwest Women, but the ones are going to have to come out and do some things early in the third quarter.
Have to be able to weather that storm. And you mentioned that first quarter, not too bad. You go back, 47 seconds left. They pick up team foul number 5, a couple free throws, makes it a 4-point game, and they get it back again late. And they get another buzzer beater there to make it a 6-point game. And from there, it has really went in Lindenwood's favor. 43-22 is our score at halftime. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the associate head coach for the men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat women trailing 43-22 here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State win. Not a bad season so far. 18-2 overall, 10-2 in the MIAA. Ranked in the top 10 once again. We'll go ahead and chat with Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. A little more pressure at this point with where the team's at, or if you go back a few years before whenever it was building the program to this point and grinding. I mean, obviously you prefer to be in this situation, but pressure-wise and what you guys put on each other, what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that. Coaches always talk about that hunter mentality where you're the one chasing the team in front of you, and it's a little different scenario when, you know, teams are coming for you, but, you know, we try to focus on one game at a time, the process, yada, yada, right? But, no, we know in the back of our minds, you know, every game is extremely important for regional, for hosting a region. You know, there's not a lot of room for error there. Probably, I don't know, we got to win out probably to host it, so... You still want to focus on what do we got to do today to play well and to win the game. But, yeah, every game is extremely important because we know, especially having played those home games last year in the tournament, how big the possibility of having three games at home is for a chance at a postseason run.
Abe, you look at it, you probably do have to be near perfect to be able to host the region once again. Doesn't mean we can't root against, you know, Northern State and Southern Nazarene and those teams. But I know John and I do it already, but... A pretty big one next Saturday with Washburn, but two games in between there. Is it easy to not overlook a Lindenwood and Emporia State before going to Topeka?
I mean, I think we do. I think our guys are pretty locked in on game-to-game basis. I really do. I don't think many look, you know, much past today and then what we need to do today to win. And I mean, half of them, I don't even know if they could tell you who we play on Wednesday. You know, so I think that's a good thing. You know, it's about Lindenwood today. We know that they're a team that's very capable. They won on the road at UCM, you know, and they've had some games where they've struggled even at home. So it's a team that has played really good at times and it hasn't played that great at times, but definitely a team that if they come in and we know they're going to be hungry and they're going to want to come in here and play well, that, you know, if they're on top of their game, they're a really good and dangerous team.
Another good win on Thursday for the Bearcats, 76-43 over Lincoln. That's a team with some athletes that can put up points. You hold them to 43. And if I'm not mistaken, their top two scorers, essentially nothing throughout the day. I mean, you have to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, we did a good job shutting their scores down and getting through screens, being there on the catch. You know, I thought Justin did a great job defensively on their shooter. You know, he was shooting 45% from three on the year, and I don't even know if he got a shot off. And he was really locked in. Zave was really good. Chris was into it. And you know, we were good defensively in the right spots. Ryan Hawkins, you know, played really good defensively. Obviously, he put up numbers and, you know, he scored a little bit, hit some threes and rebounded the ball well. But he was really good defensively. And it was a team effort. Had a lot of guys play. You know, Justin didn't play the last 8 or 9 minutes of that game, maybe 10 minutes of that game, which is good to keep him rested and have other guys get in there and get a chance to play. So it was a good team effort.
Season winding down, you see an effort like that out of a redshirt freshman in Ryan Hawkins. Does that do a lot for him to get a couple more minutes here and there as we get into March?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, he's a guy that, you know, every game, you know, he's gaining experience. And he's such a good kid, and he's got a good feel for the game. He's long. Obviously, he shoots it well. He's got almost such a carefree, happy-go-lucky attitude that he doesn't ever get rattled. And sometimes he's so carefree that he'll just wing a pass without thinking the defender's running through and things like that. But no, he's done a great job for us, and he's a guy that's he's the same kid like a lot of our guys. He's the same person every day in practice. He brings that energy, and he's only going to get better. You know, he stretches the defense. Just another guy that we can put out there with length defensively, and then they can hit shots and stretch the defense. You know, we played that lineup. He was out there significantly when we played the shooting lineup with Justin, and that's pretty hard to guard, especially when we're playing at home and guys are locked in and we're making shots.
Austin, appreciate your time. Good luck today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Associate Head Coach for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, taking on Lindenwood at 3:30. Right now, the women's game, 43-22 lead for the Lions. We'll take a break. Be back with your halftime stats here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
At halftime, Northwest Missouri State is trailing Lindenwood 43-22 here at Bearcat Arena. Take a look at the halftime stats. The Bearcats shot just 27.6% from the field in that opening two quarters. On the other side for the Lions, 53.8%. They were definitely hitting, got a lot of points in the paint as well, outscoring the Bearcats 20-8 on those points in the paint. Looking at Northwest individually, led by Tanya Meyer, 10 points and 5 rebounds. Has only turned the ball over once so far today. The next leading scorer, well, that is a tie between Mallory McAndrews and Macy Williams with 3 points apiece. So really outside of Tanya, not too much scoring going on. Also 2 points from Keilani Mayava, Jalen Haggard, and Kylie Coleman. On the other side, it is Callie Bildner leading the way, 12 points and 5 rebounds for Lindenwood as they have out-rebounded the Bearcats 22-12. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have second half action from Bearcat Arena right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Just about set for second half action from Bearcat Arena Northwest, trailing 43-22. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, Lindenwood will start out with the basketball as we get things rolling in this third quarter. Lions going left to right as they lead this one by 21 points. Medlin with it. Left sideline up top for Callie Bilder. Head and shoulder fake. Drives past Mayava. Kick out for Williams. Three-pointer on the way. No good for Sharice Williams. Callie Bilder offensive board and the putback. Sixth rebound of the day starts off this third quarter for Callie Bilder, and it leads to an and one opportunity.
Worked the offensive boards hard there and was in good position to go right back up with a shot. Got it to fall and fouled and gets to the free throw line. And Bildner just continues to impress on the type of player she's become in the MIAA.
15 points now after the free throw. It is scary to think she's only a sophomore.
Oh, I know it. She's just going to get better and better.
MIAA freshman of the year last year makes it 46-22 in favor of the Lions as Jalen Haggard gets a screen to her right, drives in, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Tanya Meyer, kick out for Haggard, up top, Mallory McAndrews, yes, three-pointer from the St. Joe native. Her second of the day, she has 6 points, it's 46-25. Bearcats trying to cut into this lead. Cross for Lindenwood, guarded by McConkey. Now goes left for Sharice Williams, looking for a reverse layup, no good. Rebound bounces around, picked up by Mayava. A much-needed stop there for the Bearcats as Mayava brings the ball up herself and now looks to hand off to Jalen Haggard, but Sharice Williams is all over Haggard. Tanya Meyer now driving right to the block, and she floats a shot over the top of Giese and gets it to go. A little pep in the Bearcats step on the offensive end as we get this third quarter going.
I think it's important for them to start out strong here. As I mentioned earlier, Leonard, what a good third quarter the team, so if they can come out and answer that intensity here in the third quarter, it'll be huge.
Ross with it for the Lions, starts to drive, kicks out for Bildner, tries to drive baseline, bounce pass inside for Medlin, kicked out of bounds by Northwest. So with 8 on the shot clock, they're not going to say it was a kick, they're just going to say it was deflected out of bounds, so they will not put the shot clock back to 15. They get it into Ross. Ross floats it inside to Bilder. Now for Giese, and she lays it up with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Haggard across midcourt with it. Gets a screen to her left from Meyer. Left open for three. Jalen Haggard off the back of the rim. No good. Long offensive board. Tipped by Mallory McAndrews, and it goes out of bounds. Sharice Williams was going strong for it. Instead of grabbing it with two hands, McAndrews tried to tip it to Haggard, and it goes out of bounds. So 48-27 is this Lions lead early in the third quarter as Ross has it for the Lions right side up top for Giese. Guarded by Mayava, gives it off to Sharice Williams. Williams drives it into the paint, kick out for Bildner. Trying to drive past Tanya Meyer. Not sure if it was a shot or a pass, deflected right into the hands of Giese. And as she kicks it out, she is called for a 3-second violation. Good defense there, though, for Meyer as Bildner trying to work her way into the paint, and she was not getting anything easy on that trip. The inbound comes into Haggard. She'll walk it up for the Bearcats and call out the play, get the screen to her left. Now up top for Tanya Meyer, thinks about a three-pointer, trying to drive past Giese into the lane, floats the shot up, and it's good. Well, Tanya's up to 14 points, and the Bearcats back within 19. With 7:15 left to go in this third period. Medlin left wing into the corner for Bildner. Trying to drive baseline. Goes up and she gets fouled. We'll go to the free throw line for a pair. This one coming up on Tanya Meyer. first personal on Tanya as Callie Bildner heads to the free throw line for the second time today. And she knocks that one down. Coleman into the ballgame for McConkie. Also getting Gaddy Walker in for Lindenwood right now in place of Giese. Second free throw from Bildner is good. 50-29 is the lead, and now it looks like a 2-2-1 three-quarter court press for the Lions. The Bearcats able to break it. And Lindenwood drops back into... looks like a man-to-man. I don't know. This could be a zone here for the Lions. Tanya Meyer with it up top. Starts to drive in. Floats a shot. It is no good. But she gets called for the offensive foul. That time is Walker taking the charge for the Lions.
Yeah, Glendale doing a good job switching up their defenses that time. As you mentioned, it looked a lot like a man-to-man. Then they settled up in a really kind of a 2-3 type of zone that seemed to confuse Northwest a bit.
Northwest trailing by 21, 6.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Medlin up the court. To the right high post, gives it off for Ferguson, who's into the ballgame now. Over for Bildner, three-pointer no good. Long rebound goes the way of Sarah Ross, and a fresh shot clock for Lindenwood. Ferguson right side now for Medlin. Three-pointer over Haggard is good. A sophomore knocks down a three-pointer. She has 9 points. 53-29 is the Lindenwood lead. As Mayala gives it high post from McAndrews, working on Bildner, goes in. She gets fouled, and a pair of free throws on the way for Kehlani Mayala.
Nice strong move to the bucket by Mayala, and a great pivot inside, and it was trying to pivot away from Bildner. All Bildner had at that point, the option she had was just to commit the foul.
Mayala to the free throw line. We'll have a moment check. Some MIAA scores. It is Central Missouri leading Northeastern State 37-30. Pittsburgh State over Missouri Southern 55-41 as Mayava misses the first free throw. Fort Hays 32-18 over Washburn right now. And Southwest Baptist is leading Central Oklahoma 47-46. And Missouri Western leading Lincoln 27-21. That second free throw for Mayava is good. She has 3 points now in the game as the Bearcats trail by 23 points. Ross, right wing, heads a screen to her left from Walker. And an offensive foul coming up on Gabby Walker as she was rolling after that pick toward the bucket. It kind of turned into a moving screen, essentially. And she gets called for that foul. Her third personal, she'll go to the bench in place of Lexi Moe. And as Mayava ready to send this ball in, Lindenwood able to set up their full court pressure. Gets it into Coleman. Coleman able to quickly move across midcourt. Now flips it out between the circles for Jalen Haggard. Haggard screen to her right from Mayava. Mayava rolls off up the top of the key. Little pick and pop for Kehlani, and it's good. 3-pointer from the 6-foot junior. 53-33 now is the Lindenwood lead. Ferguson, right wing, guarded by McAndrews. Up top for Sarah Ross. We close in on 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Ross, left wing, picks up her dribble. They swing it around Moe, now Ferguson. Ferguson, screen to her left from Bildner. Into the paint, puts up the jump shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kehlani Mayava. Haggard now walking it up for Northwest. All the way into the paint. Is knocked out of bounds. Excuse me, a foul coming up on Jade Girone. They're going to get her for a block, and that is third personal foul on Jade Girone. Bearcats keep the possession, 4:56 to go in this third quarter. Northwest down 53-33. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Northwest basketball out of the timeout, going right to left in this third quarter. McAndrews thinks about a three-pointer, quickly adjusts it into a pass inside. Tanya Meyer off the glass, and it's good. Meyer up to 16 points. The Bearcats fortunate that time. McAndrews was going into her shot, jumps up in the air, and quickly passed that one inside to Meyer, who laid it in. 53-35, 4:25 to play in this third quarter. Along with Dr. John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer for tonight's ballgame. Jerome with it, left side, dribbles behind her back. Now pass up top for Sarah Ross, pulls up in the lane, jumper no good. On board for her, and she goes up off the glass, and it's good. Four Bearcats standing right around, and that one still goes back to Ross, who gets the putback.
That's a rebound Northwest needs to get.
55-35 is the Lindenwood lead. Lions were on a seven-game losing streak before going to St. Joe on Thursday. Got a big win over the Griffins there as Haggard all the way into the bucket. Layup no good. Rebound is loose. Jerome has it on the floor. And they're going to get a jump ball with possession arrow sticking with Northwest.
For the life of me, I can't figure out how they went into a seven-game losing streak. They've got a very good inside game. Their guards are serviceable, and they do a good job in transition. That's just a much better team than what their record indicates.
Well, in speaking with their media folks on the other side before the game, he said a lot of games we'd be leading at halftime, we'd be in control going to the fourth quarter, and then just couldn't quite close games out. So they're a young team still trying to figure that out. But we'll have a chance to make some noise if they get into the postseason. Kylie Coleman into the paint, lays it up. She has 4 points. The Bearcats down 18. But quickly the other way, Sharice Williams gets it on the baseline, drives in and gets bumped and fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Well, we've seen that a few times today where the Bearcats get a bucket, try to find some momentum, but just don't make it back on the other end of defense.
Well, you can't afford to go asleep against Lindenwood. They get the ball down the floor quickly.
Williams' first free throw is good. Mayava and Macy Williams back into the ballgame for Tawny Meyer. Maria Dentlinger, 3:27 to play in the third quarter. That win on Thursday for Lindenwood as that second free throw is good. Number 100 in the career of Tony Francis. 100 and 120 at Lindenwood. Bearcats down by 20. McAndrews left wing for three. It's good. McAndrews, third three of the day. She is 3 of 5 from three-point range, and Northwest is down 17. Medlin with it inside, working on Haggard. Layup, left hand is good. Well, the 5'8" sophomore posting up that time on Haggard as Kylie Coleman beats the Lions back down the floor, gets a pass inside, and gets fouled by Kylie Ferguson as she was looking for a kick out. That'll be team foul number 4 on the Lions, one away from putting the Bearcats into the bonus. And the Conkey into the ballgame for Coleman. And Jalen Haggard inbounding baseline right for Northwest. And quickly into the corner for Mayava. Hand off to Haggard. Dribbles up to the wing. Pass into the corner for McConkie. Picked off by Williams as he's going out of bounds. She can't save it, so it will stay with Northwest. 25 seconds on the shot clock after that play right there with the pass being knocked out. McConkie inbounding on the sideline into Macy Williams. Williams fires it inside for Mayava. Tipped away by Walker. Goes right back to Williams. She gives it up to Mayava that time. And a clean layup for the Bearcats. Well, fortunate play there for Macy as that one deflected right back to her. And she scooped it inside for Kehlani. Medlin all the way into the paint. Gets it back up top for Ferguson. Into the corner for Medlin. She'll take a three over Mayava. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound for Walker. Back into the paint. Goes up off the glass, around the rim, no good. And the rebound for Kehlani.
Much better third quarter. Northwest actually outscoring Leonard Wood in this third quarter by four.
McAndrews left wing for three. Yes! Mallory McAndrews make it 4 of 6 from three-point range. And Coach Francis of Lindenwood needs a timeout. 12 points now from the Benton High School alum. 59-45. The Bearcats clawing their way back. Timeout on the floor. We will take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Well, Dr. Coffey prescribed it a big third quarter for Northwest. They're trying to claw their way back into this one. Now down by 14. Medlin all the way to the block. Off the glass. Gets the bucket plus the foul. Man, Northwest so much momentum after the three from McAndrews, and Medlin immediately steals it right back with a chance for a three-point play.
Tough drive to the basket, and the one thing you didn't want was a foul out of that. They got the foul, and then another thing you didn't want was that shot to go down. They got that to go down, so good momentum buster for Leonard Wood coming out of the timeout.
Medlin to the free throw line, less than 2 minutes left in this third quarter. It is good. But, you know, really, if you could just get rid of that second quarter as Macy Williams has the ball picked away from her from behind by Ross. I mean, we'd have a great ball game, but getting outscored by 15, killed Northwest as Bildner drives in past Mayava. Mayava able to block the shot from behind, goes out of bounds. Lindenwood will keep possession.
Good come back out of Mayava, beat to the bucket that time on a great move by Bildner, but Mayava able to get the block, blocked it out of bounds.
It'll be Medlin inbounding baseline left, tries to float it in for Ross, picked off by Kehlani, and she gives it off to Macy Williams. Northwest down by 17. Williams into the baseline, off the glass, and it's good. Nice take by Macy Williams. 47-62, Northwest down 15. Medlin up the court for Lindenwood, up top for Bildner, left open for three. Too strong, off the back of the rim. Medlin able to pick up the offensive rebound. Bearcats can't afford to give too many extra chances to this Lindenwood team, trailing by 15. Ross drives in to the block. Shot no good. She gets an offensive rebound. Her putback, no good. Mayava had the board, and it went through her hands right back to Ross. She finds Walker, the floater. Good, plus the foul.
Oh, my.
Three offensive rebounds. That trip down, and it ends up with the old-fashioned three-point play for Gabby Walker.
Or you just can't give Lindenwood that many opportunities.
And Coach Shields just kind of puts his hands up saying, you had it. It was right there. Nobody took advantage.
Northwest now out rebounded 31-17.
Walker free throw is good, but they are going to get a lane violation on Sharice Williams of Lindenwood. Well, Bearcats dodging the bullet there, saving themselves a point. 64-47, the Lions lead with 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Macy Williams quickly up the floor. Swinging around Mayava, now into the corner for Jalen Haggard, and a foul coming up here on Medlin as she knocks Macy Williams to the ground away from the basketball. And that is team foul number 5, and so I believe this should be free throws for Macy. She's already been to the line today. She is 1-for-1. And on the season, Macy Williams, a 72.7% free throw shooter. Knocks down the first. 64-48 is the Lindenwood lead with 45 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Second free throw is good. Macy with 7. The Northwest Bearcats down by 15. Medlin across midcourt, off to Bildner. Hands it off for Ross. Left side, Medlin once again, guarded by Haggard. Looking inside, now high post for Walker. Bildner working against Mayava right now. Walker drives into the paint, throws it up with the left hand, and it's good. She's into double digits. 66-49 the lead. Macy Williams pushing the ball up the floor quickly. 18 left to go in this third quarter. Haggard with it now out near midcourt, calling for a screen from Bittlinger. To her right, now has one back to her left, looking for an opening. Now right side for Macy Williams. Macy trying to drive on Ross, throws up an off-bounce shot. It is blocked out of bounds by Ross with 2.8 seconds left. Just the seventh block of the season there for Sarah Ross. And it'll be on the sideline. Haggard throwing the ball in to Mayava. 2 seconds left. Throws up a floater. That one, an air ball that trickles out of bounds. At the end of the third, 66-49, Lindenwood with the lead. The Bearcats trying to find their way back into this ballgame. Let's take a one-minute timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Heading into the fourth quarter, Northwest down 66-49 to Lindenwood. Reminder, Bearcat basketball brought to you by Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Main and Maryville. And Northwest Cell carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Android.
Well, a good third quarter for Northwest, outscoring on Lindenwood in the third quarter, 27-23. Again, that's a team that this season, statistically, has put together a lot of good third quarters. So they did a good job in the third quarter, though. Fortunate thing, as you mentioned, that second quarter right now, we're coming back to haunt them.
Northwest down 66-49 as we start this fourth quarter. Bildner inside to Walker. She lays it in and fired up. Gives out a holler. She runs back down the floor. Walker now 12 points on the day. Near midcourt, it is Haggard with it. Left wing for Macy Williams trying to drive on. Ross gets tripped up. No foul call. Loses control of the ball. Medlin with it, pushing the other way. All the way in. Left block. Layup is good. Just an unfortunate play there as Macy Williams gets tripped up and hits the deck. She's pushing back the other way now, all the way into the block. Gives it up for Dittlinger, back out to Haggard. And Jalen will back up, directing traffic there on that right sideline. She'll take a deep three-pointer around the rim, no good. Ross pulls down the rebound. Atwood off to Medlin. Medlin, baseball pass up ahead to Walker. Shot is no good. Mallory McAndrews, size disadvantage in that time around, but plays good defense and forces a miss. Hager now into the high post. Kick out for McAndrews, up top for Meyer. They swing it around. Macy Williams looks inside to Dittlinger. Drives in baseline, wings a pass up right into the hands of Sarah Ross of Lindenwood. Ross trying to go one-on-one with McAndrews. Draws the foul. No, they're going to say before the contact. She walked with it. And so it's a turnover on the Lions. 70-49 is the lead for Lindenwood as Maya the back end of the game for Dittlinger. Love Macy's passion that last time down the floor, but got to the baseline. Just kind of winged that one up there for anybody, it looked like. Bearcats turn it over 19 times on Thursday, 13 times so far today. It's Kylie Coleman crossing midcourt. Nice little dribble back over through the right sideline. Picks it up and gives it up top for Mayava. Left wing for Jalen Haggard. Now Meyer for three. Too strong. Rebound bounces loose. Mayava able to pull that one down. Back up top to Tanya. Now McAndrews open for three. She's got it. Well, McAndrews almost single-handedly trying to pull the Bearcats back in this one. She has 15 points, 9 here in the second half. Walker, right block, guarded by Mayava, goes up with her left hand and able to get that one to fall. Well, Gabby Walker having herself fight the second half as well as the Lions lead at 72-52. Haggard up the left sideline, all the way in left block. Kick out for McAndrews in the corner. Extra pass, Kylie Coleman, 4-3, too strong. Rebound is long. McAndrews just can't quite track that one down. And for as hot as she's feeling it, wish she had taken that 3-pointer the first time.
Yeah, I know there's a fighter trying to go pass up a good shot for a better shot, but I'm not so sure that McAndrews didn't have the better shot that time when they got the ball to her in the far right corner.
McAndrews, 5 of 7 from 3-point range today, 15 points. The leader for the Bearcats, though, Tanya Meyer with 16. She also has 7 rebounds. Throwing into the corner for Ferguson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now up top for Foster. Right wing Callie Bildner. Bildner looking inside at Walker. Into the paint. Goes up. Left hand layup is good. Bildner put that one on the deck and beat Meyer as she gets her 19th point of the game. 6:55 remaining. 74-52 is this Lindenwood lead. Hey, Haggard left open for three. That one off the mark. Rebound comes down to Gabby Walker. As Jerome will walk it up the floor for Lindenwood. Left wing now for Ferguson. Has a screen to her right from Walker. She'll take a step back. Three-pointer well short. Ferguson fights through. Nearly pulled down that rebound by herself, but falling forward, that one goes off her leg out of bounds, and so Northwest will get it back. Up by 22, still a little bit of full court pressure here from the Lions. Just trying to keep that ball out of Haggard's hands. They inbound it to Kylie Coleman. Now Foster will shadow her as she brings it up across midcourt. Kylie Coleman dribbles over to the right wing, picks up her dribble. Looking for someone to get open, they find McAndrews. McAndrews to Haggard, into the paint. 14-foot jump shot, no good. Bildner with the rebound. And Jerome will bring it up for the Lions. Jerome all the way in, right block. Had an open lane to a layup. Haggard able to poke it out from behind. So possession will stay with the Lions as Bildner checks out of the ballgame. And Moe comes in on the other side. McConkey coming in for Northwest. And Mayava gets a break. Jerome finds a cutting. Lexi Moe off the inbound pass, lays it in. 76-52 is the lead in favor of the Lions. McConkey cross half court for Northwest ahead to McAndrews. Now it's Coleman back to McAndrews, open in the corner. That one left short. And Walker pulls down the rebound ahead to Jerome. Has it one-on-one with Haggard into the paint. Right hand layup is good. No other help on that one on the other end for Haggard as Jerome able to lay it in. 78-52 is the Lindenwood lead. McConkey to the baseline. Bounce pass up for McAndrews. Up top, Coleman. Trying to drive on Foster. Kick out now. Left wing for Haggard. Pass inside to Meyer. Hits her in the hands. Bounces over to Walker. Two-on-one situation for Lindenwood in transition. Moe to the block. Lays it in.
They worked the fast break very well. They've gotten several points just off of the break of this afternoon and expanding their lead a bit because of that.
80-52. Head coach Buck Shield gets a timeout for the Bearcats. We will step aside this one, too, a 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Well, the inbound pass quickly picked off by Jay Jerome. She lays it in to make it an 82-52 Lindenwood lead. Bearcats break the pressure this time around. Kylie Coleman ahead to Haggard, now into the corner for McAndrews. Haggard now top of the key, right wing for Kylie Coleman, guarded by Jerome. Floats pass over to McAndrews. Quick trigger, three-pointer. That one left short, and it's into the hands of Brianna Vincent, getting her first action. Jerome across midcourt. Lindenwood taking their time, running some time off the clock. Right wing now Foster, 17 on the shot clock. Left side Vincent. They work it inside to Walker, goes up, left hand off the rim, no good. Tanya Meyer pulls down the rebound, and jump ball is called. Possession arrow pointing to Northwest Missouri State.
Cats had a good third quarter, but just couldn't get that momentum to continue into the fourth quarter, right now being outscored 16-3 in this fourth quarter.
Minor Bearcat basketball brought to you by Pittsburgher Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. 4 minutes to play as Haggard walks across midcourt. Left corner, McAndrews open for three again. That one left short as well. Meyer offensive rebound. Kick out Haggard. Goes right corner, Coleman. Thought about a three-pointer. Goes right back to Haggard. Left side now, McAndrews. Guarded by Vincent. Gives it up to Meyer. Three-pointer over Walker is no good. Rebound for Jay Jerome. Floats the head to Gabby Walker. Trying to get another transition bucket off the glass. No good. Rebound for McConkey. Jalen Haggard brings it up, pulls up, mid-range jumper is no good. McConkey fighting for the offensive rebound. Instead, it comes down to Lexi Moe of Lindenwood. 3:15 to play. After this one, the Bearcats on the road Wednesday at Emporia State.
Doesn't get much easier, does it?
It does not. That'll be a tough one. Moe in the corner, three-pointer no good. Offensive board for Gabby Walker. Ball ripped out of her hands by McAndrews. And so the Bearcats getting a steal there, down by 30. And a foul coming up. They're going to get this one on Jerome. Well, we have a break in the action. Let's take a quick station identification break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. 82-52 is the Lindenwood lead. Mele Tupuata into the ballgame. Gets it in the corner. Inbounds pass up top. Kylie Coleman. Three-pointer no good. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds. Mo just lets that one roll out. 2:44 remaining. Lions a chance to pick up their 12th win of the season. As Jerome across midcourt, guarded by Macy Williams, drives all the way in, right block, lays it up. Jerome, 8 points now, the freshman from Houston, Texas. 84-52, the Lindenwood lead. Kylie Coleman, top of the key. Working on Foster, left-hand runner, no good. Rebound comes down for Giese. As we close in on 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Not a bad first quarter, not a bad third quarter at all. Bearcats played pretty well, but the second quarter outscored by 15, and here in the fourth quarter, so far being outscored by 15 as well, as McAndrews comes up with his second steal of the frame. Macy Williams brings it up, fires inside, knocked out of bounds by Giese, so it will stay here with Northwest. Williams inbound to Coleman up top now. For McConkey, into the paint. Kick out Macy Williams for three. Around the cylinder, no good. And the rebound for Foster. Bearcats shooting 32.8% from the field so far in this one. 19 of 58 overall. As Jerome drives in, the kick out for Foster thrown low and out of bounds. Minute 28 remaining.
Play a little bit sloppy for both teams here. You look at Lindenwood, 14 turnovers. Northwest with 15 in this game.
McConkey drives in, gets into the right block, and lays it up. McConkey's first points of the ball game. Northwest down 84-54. 1:10 to go. As Tyrone brings it up, gives it off to Vincent left side. Now into Giese in the left block, guarded by Tupuata. Off the glass, no good. Rebound is loose. McConkey picks it up, pushing it away. Hands off for Coleman. Kylie Coleman pulls up mid-range jumper instead of kick out for McConkey now. McConkey gets one of her own from about 10 feet out. Two buckets and two trips for McConkey. She has four. As we are down to 40 seconds remaining. Northwest down 84-56. High post, it's Giese. One dribble back out to Foster. With 10 on the shot clock, left side for Vincent. Brianna Vincent drives in, leaves it short. Rebound comes down to McConkey. Pushing back the other way. Her pass stolen away by Jerome, and Jerome is fouled by Macy Williams, making sure Lindenwood not able to get back out for any more fast break buckets. Tough one here this afternoon. The Bearcats pick up back-to-back wins, Missouri Western and Lincoln. Just didn't play well here today, but still not far out of that race for that final MIAA tournament spot. 9 seconds remaining. It will be Jerome just dribbling this one out near midcourt. As the Bearcats fall today, 84-56 is our final. Bearcats now 3-18 overall, 2-11 in MIAA play. Lindenwood improves to 12-11 and 4-10 in conference. 84-56, our final. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
For the Bearcats, an 84-56 loss. Now 3-18 overall, but we kind of talked about before, Lindenwood, a very good basketball team, just hadn't played up to their potential prior to today.
They played well this afternoon, and Northwest played two very good quarters. Unfortunately, the third and fourth quarters were really rough for them, and really, the second and fourth quarters really rough for them, and in particular, that second quarter, the big difference in this game where they got behind and just could never get things rolling.
Northwest Missouri State falls 84-56. We'll take a break. Dive into our postgame festivities here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
A tough one this afternoon for the Northwest women as they fall 84-56 to Lindenwood. Taking a look at the final stats, Northwest led by Tanya Meyer, 16 points, also pulled down 9 rebounds. 15 points coming from Mallory McAndrews, all 15 from beyond the 3-point line. Also 8 from Kehlani Mayava, 7 from Macy Williams, 4 apiece from Mallory McConkey and Kylie Coleman, and 2 points from Jalen Haggard. Bearcats as a team shot 35% from the field. Turned it over 16 times today, and they were out-rebounded 43-27. On the other side for Lindenwood, led by Callie Bildner, the sophomore, 19 points and 7 rebounds. Also got 16 points out of Lindsay Medlin, and 4 points and 6 rebounds out of Gabby Walker. 50.8% shooting from the field today for the Lions. Only 4-14 from 3-point range, did a lot of their work in the paint. They scored 52 points in the paint to just 20 for Northwest Missouri State. Tough there for the Bearcats as they fall today 84-56. We'll take a break. Be back with the Extra Effort Award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also, from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, a tough loss today, John, for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, but still some spirited performances. Where do you go with today's extra effort?
Well, looking at Kalani Mayava, who ended up with 8 points total, but had five rebounds to go along with a block and a steal. She was 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. And then she also knocked down a three-pointer in this game. So overall, pretty good performance out of Kalani. She's just giving the Northwest some very consistent minutes from game to game here in the last couple of weeks.
Bearcats fall 84-56. We'll take a break and dive into our men's basketball pregame here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.